Sunday, December 21st, fourth Sunday of Advent. The first reading from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 14. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the nether world, or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask, I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Haydock Commentary. Ahaz was afraid of being forced to relinquish his evil ways, so says St. Jerome. And though an idolater, he knew he ought not to tempt God. The Hebrew word used here, halma, or alma in Latin, signifies a holy person, and in Punic, a virgin. The term is never applied to any but a young virgin. If it meant only a young woman, what sort of sign would this be? So says St. Jerome. It was indeed above the sagacity of man to declare that the child to be born would be a boy, and live till the king should be destroyed. But the prophet undoubtedly speaks of Jesus Christ. He also speaks of a boy who would prefigure him, and be in earnest of the speedy destruction of the two kings. The second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith, for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul means that he was separated from others and appointed by the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel, as we read in Acts 13:2, when the Holy Ghost to those of the church of Antioch said, "Separate me Saul and Barnabas for the work unto which I have taken them." God before in the Scriptures promised the blessings which are now come by the preaching of the gospel, and that they should come by his Son. God promised that he who was his true and only Son from eternity should also become his Son as man, that the same Son should be man as well as God when the Word was made flesh. Thus the same person who was his only begotten Son from eternity, being made man and of the seed of David by his incarnation, was still his Son, both as God and also as man. By this same Jesus Christ, God and man, I and the rest of the apostles, have received this grace and apostleship, this mission and commission from him, of preaching his gospel and teaching his doctrine. For obedience to the faith in all nations, that is, to bring all nations to the obedience and profession of his new law and doctrine. You also are a part of those who by his mercy are called to this faith and belief in him. To all that are at Rome, called to be saints, that is, who not only are named saints, but who by such a call from God are to be sanctified by his grace and to become holy or saints. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 24. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. Haydock Commentary. From the words, "before they came together," Helvidius and others have started objections which have been answered long ago by St. Jerome, where he shows in many examples from Scripture that the words "before" and "until" do not signify what happened afterwards, for that point is left indefinite, but only what was done before or not done. Thus, when it is said, "Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool," in Psalm 109, it by no means signifies that, after the subjection of his enemies, the Son of God is no longer to sit at the right hand of his Father. Joseph, her husband, knowing her strict virtue, was surprised at this her pregnancy. But being a just man, and not willing to expose her by denouncing her or giving her a bill of divorce, had in mind to dismiss her privately, committing the whole cause to God. Let us learn from Joseph to be ever tender of our neighbor's reputation, and never to entertain any injurious thoughts or any suspicions to his prejudice. As the incarnation of the Son of God was affected by the whole Blessed Trinity, it may be asked why this operation is uniquely attributed to the Holy Ghost, not only here but in Luke 2 and in the Apostles' Creed. The answer is, because as power is attributed to the Father and wisdom to the Son, so goodness is attributed to the Holy Ghost and the gifts of grace which proceed from it. The characteristic name of Savior was peculiar to the Messiah, by which he was distinguished. The expectations of both Jew and Gentile looked forward to a Savior. St. Augustine, in his City of God, introduces a curious anecdote. He mentions that he received from the eloquent and learned proconsul Flaxianus a book containing in Greek the verses of one of the Sibyls which related to the coming of Christ. The substance of them is much the same as occurs in the prophecies of Isaiah, from which Virgil has likewise copied into his Polio many of the sublime thoughts which we find in that beautiful eclogue. It is remarkable that of the initials of these verses, St. Augustine had formed an acrostic to the following import, Jesus Christus Deus Huius Soter, that is, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. St. Jerome tells us that Alma signifies virgin, that the Jews, says he, show me any place in which the Hebrew word Alma is applied to anyone that is not a virgin, and I will own my ignorance. Besides, the very circumstances in the text of the prophet are more than a sufficient confutation of this Jewish exposition. For there a sign or miracle is promised to Ahaz, and what miracle would it be for a young woman to have a child? The heretic Helvidius argues from this text, and from what we read in the Gospel of Christ's brethren, that Christ had brothers, and Mary had other sons. But it is evident that in the style of the Scriptures, they who are no more than cousins were called brothers and sisters.